Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can tell this, but we don't show prep, so so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a Six Rick Kane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue Vision, DJ break the game code, ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them, real port alive from the Hall Ride Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the Six Rick champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Let's go, Canes. Football is officially back, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Anything going on this weekend, Jazz?
Oh, man. What a better way to start college football with a matchup that, let's put it this way, let's whoop their ass. Let's go. Let's just whoop their ass. What better way? I mean, we already started off college football on a high note, right? I mean, we saw what happened this weekend in Ireland. Okay, so that's number one. All right, which we got to talk about it a little bit, right? We have to. Right?
You mean last place Florida State? Yeah, we should probably talk about them. So.
I love it. Or first place Georgia Tech.
Well, let's kudos to Georgia Tech for going to first place, yes. But, you know, we got to talk about the last place team in the conference.
Oh, man. Listen, before we get to that, because that's probably the first thing we'll talk about here real quick. You know, it's game week, right? Game one, week one of officially of college football season. It returns this weekend. We got a lot of huge, big matchups this weekend, but none bigger than the one that we have over in Gainesville as our Miami Hurricanes go to go up there to take on the Florida Gators. Big matchup between, you know, us, top 25 program, number 19 right now in the coaches poll. Florida is a program that right now is in a bit of turmoil, right? We got a group of five Billy over there trying to make sure that he still has a job by the end of the month, potentially. Who knows? An SEC football program and the Florida Gators, look, at the end of the day, we're going to the swamp. It's going to be a crazy atmosphere over there. And regardless of whether they are unranked or not, you know, they still boast some talent from Florida, from other places. And, of course, we come in riding high on this past recruiting cycle and transfer portal cycle where Mario really, really went all out or all in, however you want to call it, and brought in what we consider to be the right, you know, pieces, the right chips to the Miami Hurricanes puzzle, as we can say here, for them to make a run at the playoffs. So, but before we get to that really quick, I want to talk about week zero, right? Week zero had a couple of, you know, smaller school matchups, some FBS programs playing some lower tiers. One of the big games in that tier was Montana State and New Mexico. That was a Montana State came through and beat an FBS program for the first time in I don't know how many years. So that was kind of fun to watch. SMU, by the way, SMU played another ACC program, played Nevada and just squeaked out a win over there. Rashard Smith is the starting running back, took Rooster's spot as a starting running back over at SMU. How about that? Ran one back for a touchdown and looked every bit as good as we saw him here in Miami. He's over there doing some big things at SMU. But that SMU team didn't look that good. Nevada almost put up a fight and almost beat him. So you got to watch out. Again, week zero, so there's a lot of kinks to work out for a lot of teams. But can you really work out a kink after losing on a last-minute field goal to Georgia Tech? I think the kinks, kinks or not, you're done. You're done right now. I'm just kidding. Look, FSU obviously dropped a big one. We're all happy about it here, obviously. But they dropped a big one over in Dublin to the Georgia Tech Rambling Wreck. Another program who's well-coached, if you ask me. They've got some players over there. A lot of people are talking about, why did Miami want Romello Height? Well, you kind of saw why Miami wanted Romello Height in this game. But let's kind of go around the horn here really quick on that game because we saw a lot of things. Vish, I'll start off with you. A lot of things that I've been kind of talking about, you've been talking about, we've all been talking about with regards to the transfer portal this time around for FSU. A lot of hype around DJU. I kept saying he's overrated. I don't think he's that good anyways. I'm glad Miami didn't get him, right? We trash talking a little bit. But he kind of showed why in the first half he was negative 0.1 yards per air, on the air per throw, which kind of tells you a lot about what Mike Norvell is trying to do with him. Just doesn't trust him down the field yet. Is it too early to tell? What do you think about that FSU program after this first game against Georgia Tech, Vish?
Well, and I mean, this will be something we'll talk about when we get to our game as well. Like, the quarterback matters. And yeah, you mentioned Georgia Tech is a well-coached team. They have the better quarterback. And that matters in close games. It matters in competitive games. Mike Norvell's a good coach. And he knew he had to manage his quarterback. There were times he took shots where there were guys open. DJU couldn't hit him. You know, he tried to loosen up the defense that way, but it started turning into a game where he's like, if I open it up more, this guy's going to start throwing interceptions left and right. And so he had to try to grind it out. And when you have to do that, it's not an easy way to win. We know, right? There were not a lot of high quality portal quarterbacks this year. I mean, we all, you know, I've gotten very used to the idea of Cam Ward being here. Remember, he declared for the draft, and there was that period in there where we're kind of like, we're a little stuck here. We're just going to have to go with what we got.
Yeah.
Because there really isn't, and that included at that time Jakari Brown. But, you know, we were kind of like, is there not really anyone better in the portal than we have right now? FSU didn't have that luxury. They had to get someone. They took DJU, who's, you know, already failed in this conference once. This is the player he is. He's not terrible, but if you need him to go out there and make plays to win the game, he's not that quarterback. And then, you know, compound that, their defense got run on, which I think, you know, they were overrated coming in. And we, I mean, they were hyping up their D line, saying it might be the best in the ACC on that first year. I was like, gotta go south of Florida State to get the best defensive line in the ACC.
I can't believe they mentioned that. That was crazy.
Well, I mean, it's part of that. I mean, this is pretty common, right? In broadcast, they start hyping up the team that's on the field. But yeah, I mean, look, Daryl Jackson was here, and he's a good defense. Like, we didn't want him to leave. He's a good defensive tackle, but, you know, compared to what they lost, he's not that level. And so, you know, there was going to be a step down a little bit. And, you know, they just a little bit less dominant on defense, worse quarterback play. And this is, you end up, again, Georgia Tech's a good team. Let's not,
right.
You know, they didn't lose.
Running back, Jamal Haynes is a pretty good running
back.
Yeah,
they didn't lose to, like, the bottom of the barrel here. They lost to a team that's, you know, a bowl team. But, yeah, there are concerns for FSU there for sure. But the thing, I mean, they don't have the quarterback to really threaten teams. And as I said, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the chat, but yeah, Georgia Tech was more physical. And then once they realized that DJU just was not going to be able to make throws, they really, after that first drive, really keyed in on the run game. And yeah, everything in the chat's correct. They were.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard it, by the way, Rock and Rant. I hear FSU just sued the state of Georgia. Again, for Georgia kicking their ass.
You're gonna have to get the Secretary of State out there to Ireland to sue them too. Like, you have to negotiate an international treaty after that loss.
Oh man, that was great. That was great. I love it. I love it.
And that's DCH. Shout out to him, of course, friend of the program.
I wouldn't say they don't have any business being ranked. I just don't think they have any business being ranked in the top 10. Blue, I kind of want to get your take on this FSU Georgia Tech game, because we saw a lot of. I mean, look, we saw on the other side of the ball, we saw some exciting stuff for Georgia Tech. Jamal Haynes looks like a really good running back again. Haynes King looks solid. I don't know about their passing game much, right? Their passing game, they got that one kid. I forgot his last name now. He's got a long last name. I can't remember his last name now. Singleton. You got that kid Singleton who's pretty good. But their defense is really what's carrying them, right? That's a solid-ass defense for Georgia Tech. Forget about even Romello Height. I think their linebacker core is really strong. But it's a well-coached team. Coach Brent Key is a good coach. do you think my FSU deserve to be number 10 to start off? And second of all, how do you feel about both programs going forward now for the rest of the season? What did you kind of see in this game?
Well, first of all, Florida State lost a lot. A quarterback who was kind of a real good quarterback, lost two defensive linemen in the first couple of rounds, lost two offensive linemen, lost a linebacker, lost two safeties. So you lose all that, and then one generational wide receiver in Keon, who will be the NFL Rookie of the Year for the Bills. That's my prediction. That kid's just a freak of nature. Then you lost a 6'7" other wide receiver. Yeah. So that's a whole lot. And then you got a new quarterback who – I don't think he really fits the system they want to run. I mean, you know, he's other than buying the team beats last week, he didn't really do a whole lot of things. You know, I mean, he's I kind of have a beef with Brett Key. Last I remember, Brett Key was getting coffee for O'Leary at UCF. So it's tough for me to kind of see that he's a head coach, but he surrounded himself with guys. I know all their coordinators and a lot of the coaches that recruit. As Vish said, you know, Georgia Tech's a good team. You know, are they great? No, but they're good. I mean, and I think, you know, they got some athletes, got a good running game. They caught a couple of breaks, but you have to, you know, in a game like that. And, it's really tough to answer a question whether FSU should be ranked or not. You know, if I always think that you give the team that, you know, they were undefeated last year, so you got to give them some courtesy. I don't know if it's top 10 courtesy, but you still do. Now, back in the day, you know, Oklahoma could have been 9-7 and they would have still been ranked. And sometimes you get those type of teams that they're afraid to kick out of the top 20. But as far as being ranked, yeah, let them play themselves out of it. That's the whole thing. I mean, and I think, you know, you got a reputation from last year, and I know it's not the same team, but, you know, moving forward, You know, you could see the improvement that Norvell's gotten done every year. So, yeah, no, I think it's warranted that they were ranked. They've got a couple of tougher games than they played on Saturday coming up. So, you know, but we'll see. You know, I mean, I don't want to throw any, you know, we live in a glass house right now, a 7-7 glass house. So let's see what happens. You know, I'm just not, you know, until you prove, and I think the Miami fan base is of the same, you know, except for Vish, but I mean, that that thinks you got to wait and see, you know, I mean, Miami's got all this talent. Yes. And they look great in the spring. Yes. But they've never played together against other competition. So, you know what? I'm waiting for Saturday. I think it's going to be a really good game. The atmosphere is going to be stupid. And
at Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's just, you know, we'll see. I mean, you know, Cam Ward has done great, but has he done it against, you know, a team like Florida in a place like that? That's just, you know, I think the dictation this week is Miami cannot turn the ball over, cannot give them an opportunity to go up 7 or 14-0 in their place. You just can't. And because then the pressure becomes all on you. So yeah, it's imperative that they get off to a good start. And that they control the ball. I think that, you know, having Martinez and having a line that you count your confidence in, if they run the ball, it's going to be a long, long day for Florida.
Yeah, I think you bring up some great points about that. You know, as far as home field advantage or where you play and the circumstances, and, you know, I mean, a lot of those things play into it. I know, you know, I love the people, and I thought about this for a little bit. I said, what side of the fence am I on when it comes to this, right? And a lot of people are like, oh, you can't talk trash right now. You can't talk trash about FSU because you never know. It's going to come back because those kind of things come back, karma, and it comes back to bite you in the ass on Saturday now. And I'm thinking to myself, anything that I say right now, first of all, nobody's going to give a crap about what I say. Second of all, it's not going to affect the way that the Canes play on the field on Saturday because Jazz is talking crap about FSU getting their ass handed to by Georgia Tech, right? But then there's the other side that are like, hey, you never know. This all could get around to the Canes players, and then all of them are going to feel like, oh, wow, like a chip on their shoulder and cocky, and look what FSU did, and thinking about FSU and go into this game and get, you know, and get their asses handed to them by Florida. Listen, the time for me being a baseball player and superstitious, those days are over, man. I'm not superstitious about that stuff anymore. I like talking a little bit of trash because I don't think it's going to affect anything that the Hurricanes or the Gators do on the field on Saturday. However, what will affect it is exactly what Blue said.
Yeah.
The field, the swamp, the conditions, getting out ahead early, right, and being aggressive and controlling the football. And establishing whether it's the run or the pass, I don't care what it is. But at the end of the day, if you start establishing some dominance, at one position or the other, one side of the field or the other, I think that obviously bodes well for you. You got to do that. You got to start off strong. The days of us starting off, you know, well, those are long gone, obviously. You can't be lazy. You can't be flat. You can't start off like that against, even if it's a mediocre SEC team. You're in one of the toughest places in the country to play. So I think that's what happened to FSU was they had a bit of a letdown, but at the same time, I don't think they're as good as their record, or not their record, their ranking is, or what some people are saying. And it's not a knock. I'm not saying they're terrible. I don't think they're a terrible football team. I just don't think they're a number 10 team in the program right now. Like you said, Blue, they lost a lot of people.
The
best players in the country. Right?
And people don't realize that, Jazz. You know, they just think, you know, because they went to the portal again. They had some pretty special players in there.
Says Alabama or Clemson or Oklahoma or wherever it is that you got these transfer portal guys doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be great here, right? That doesn't mean that. Look at Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown went 2 for 11, and he was a 5-star prospect out of LSU 2 years ago, a local kid. So, I mean, it doesn't really matter what the name is. You got to get the right guys that fit the right scheme, the right system, and you got to have them play. And the same thing could happen to any other team. You might get a stud that was from Alabama or from Oklahoma or Ohio State. He comes to the other team and he lays an egg. All signs point to that not happening with what we've seen, right? But you got to see it on the field. You got to see them execute. You got to see them play well. I have a lot of confidence in what they're going to do this weekend. I think that Miami is going to be able to come out and do some really nice things in the field and win this game. I don't want to say handedly, but I think that they're going to show out. And I think that everybody's going to put them on a stage where everybody's going to be a little scared of this football team. That's what I think.
We'll get the predictions at the end of the show. So don't even catch up your hand. But we do need I'd love to get DJ's take on the FSU game, and then we'll get Blue's prediction out because he's got to go in 10 minutes. So we'll get DJ's take on the FSU game, then let Blue do his negativity. All right, DJ, here.
Well, you know, I think, you know, I honestly couldn't believe what I was watching just because, you know, I had seen Georgia Tech put up these types of performances before in past years against other teams, but even still, it was a little bit surreal to see, and I understand why they were ranked because of the precedent, like Blue talked about earlier, that, you know, they were a very talented football team last year, yet they lost a lot. At the same time, you know, Jazz, the same people who are saying don't talk trash because karma is going to get you or whatever are the exact same people who do it. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. But no, it's just crazy. It seems like the week zero games always bring out, you know, some of the weirdest things in college football. You know, I cover the Big Ten a little bit too, and I can remember the Nebraska onside kick against Northwestern over in Ireland. So that week zero game is never short on drama, but I think Florida State will be fine. They do have a lot of holes, but I could see them kind of finding their groove mid-season. And I think, honestly, our game against them should be a really good one because by then both teams will have a chance to really kind of settle in, know what they have. By that point in the season, injuries may be a factor, but I still think it's going to be a good game.
You think DJ makes it to October 26th? Are we playing them? Think he's still their starting quarterback by then?
No. I'm going to say no, but I still think it's going to be a good game.
A lot of people are saying it. They don't think he makes it to October.
I was never a fan of his at Clemson, so
neither was I.
I'm a little biased. But I mean,
they don't have anyone else to put in there, otherwise they would have.
Or they all suck, so they got to pick the lesser of two evils there.
Some guys survive on just name alone, and he's one of them.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show.
You know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices.
plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.